Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted of the morning, 6:47 now. That means if you need to be someplace at 7 o'clock, you got less than 13 minutes. Now, three big things. Kansas gas prices bucking the normal pattern, holding steady for now.
Two.
Law enforcement memorial service today at Wichita City Hall, remembering those who died in the line of duty.
One.
Boeing says it has finished updating the flight control software, one step closer to getting the 737 MAX back in the air. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In traffic this morning, we've got the some heavy traffic just now starting to show up in the usual places up around the North Junction. Seen some heavy traffic in that area, especially approaching Broadway on I-235. And seen some heavier traffic now along Kellogg and I-135 in a couple of spots. So just be cautious there. The low end of the gasoline prices I'm seeing out there, $2.49 a gallon. Seeing a lot of prices right around $2.49. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 83 degrees. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for showers and storms tonight. Overnight low is 67. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms. And a high of 76 degrees. Now partly cloudy. South wind gusting to 25 miles per hour and 68 degrees. Are you ready for golf, boating, and all the other outdoor activities that come with this time of year? Don't forget your hat for ultimate sun protection. Go see the best selection in town and the best service at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Steve and Ted poll question today. How much vacation time do you expect to take this summer? And the poll is on our webpage, knssradio.com. If you'd like to take the poll, by all means, be our guest. 2 weeks or more, 21% say they're taking 2 weeks or more.
I wish.
Less than a week, 23%. None, 26%. One, better than one in four, Ted, saying none. And 1 to 2 weeks comes in at 30%. The Steve and Ted poll question, how much vacation time do you expect to take this summer? Right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Stocks ended the day in the green Thursday.
The rally continues. Stocks closing higher for the third straight day. The Dow closing up 214 points. The S&P up 25. The Nasdaq up 76. A sign that investors are looking past troubles with China and focusing once again on the U.S. economy and corporate earnings. It was earnings that had networking hardware company Cisco leading the Dow from open to close on strong first quarter profits. Second to Cisco, Boeing, rallying through the close on news that it's completed its software fix for its 737 MAX jets, the stock closing up 2.5%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Golden Handshake. Here to tell us about that, of course, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Hey, how are you doing today? Did anybody shake your hand today?
No, not yet.
No. Well, okay. Well, we're going to talk about that. There's a lot of people in town facing what's called a golden handshake. Now, you may have heard of the term golden handshake or a golden parachute in the past. Both refer to monetary severance packages. It's income boost paid to an employee immediately before retirement. Now, many times a severance package is baked into an employment contract, but it is often later offered to executives and workers who are close to retirement in an effort to encourage them to retire earlier than they may have planned. Well, why would a company want to have senior employees retire early? Well, there are a myriad of questions, but most are economic. The company may want to restructure and shed themselves of higher paid employees. That way, they can bring younger, less expensive workers into management or senior positions. Well, what should you do if you've been offered a nice severance package but it comes before you had really planned on retiring. Well, if you're close to when you and your certified financial planner had determined that you could afford to retire comfortably, it's a matter of crunching the numbers and answering some questions. First of all, would you forego a bonus if you were to take that handshake package before the bonus would be paid? Does the severance offer exceed the amount of a bonus or the compensation you would have received had you worked till you planned until your original planned retirement date? Well, if less, can you afford to retire now? Or should you continue to work to greatly enhance your retirement savings? And if you retire early, how much will health care cost, whether you're eligible for Medicare or not? And of course, what are the tax ramifications? These are just a handful of questions, but there are still many more. Now, the offer of a big chunk of cash and early retirement is terribly tempting. That's why the company is offering it. But the decision you make now is going to affect the rest of your life. So work with your CFP to determine whether it's the right choice for you. And of course, if you have any questions or want to give me a call about this specific topic, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
The Golden Handshake. All right.
Yes.
Yes. Today is National Pizza Party Day.
Huh? Oh, that's a good one.
Why not celebrate by inviting friends and family to share a night of fun at your favorite pizzeria?
Is it good to have them for breakfast, too?
Oh, sure. Another way to celebrate is with a homemade pizza with fresh toppings or having one delivered. So, National...
Well, the way...
Go ahead.
I'm saying Shelley does an awesome homemade pizza.
She does.
I've heard rumors.
She does, and by the time she gets through with all of her ingredients and everything, it costs about $175 for one pizza. So, and it's good, but it's not worth that much.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Ted, where would be a good place to go for pizza today, Ted? Where do you think? Maybe a...
Pizza John's,
Pizza John's
Derby.
In Derby.
I went there last weekend.
Did you?
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, man.
That's a good place.
I still have not been there. I hear it's out of hand.
It's tasty. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Don. Have a good weekend. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker now, 6:55, coming up at the top of the hour.
Angelo's.
And coming up at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock news with Steve and Ted. We have all the news for you, including story of an F-16 fighter jet that crashed into a warehouse near L.A. That story coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.